This is Lincoln Stoller reading a piece called There and Back Again. This piece is created to expand your sense of self. We have many boundaries, and we usually concern ourselves with boundaries that contain or constrain us. When you squeeze a balloon, it doesn't expand against your hand, it expands around it. This piece reminds you to be more balloon-like, to expand in the unsqueezed dimensions. Begin by relaxing, and the purpose of relaxing is twofold. In the first case, your mind relaxes when your body relaxes. And in the second case, when you ask yourself to stop thinking, you can't entirely, but you can stop thinking about what you're thinking about now, and then start thinking about other things. And it's these something else's that I want you to invoke for you to start thinking in new ways. With your body and mind relaxed and new thoughts flowing, you'll enter new areas and ideas, and the game will be new. And though you might not win any prizes, you might. We'll start in an unusual place, in the centers of your eyes. And this could be the center of your vision, the centers of your eyeballs, or it could be the center of your visualization, which is inside your head. Take a moment to imagine now where you see most comfortably from. Is it the geographical center of your vision or the center of your imagination? Take a breath into each and see where the breath brings the images to life, eyes or brain. Imagine you're looking out at the world from your eye sockets, and take a breath and relax. Now imagine you're sitting inside your brain, looking at what you see projected on a screen in a darkened theater, and take a breath and relax. As you move back and forth, imagining that you're looking from your eyes or watching from inside your head, get tired of what you're looking at and focus on how you feel. Whether you're as relaxed as you can be, letting your body settle, letting your head rest effortlessly on your neck, take a slow breath, letting it out from your shoulders, feeling your shoulders settle. So there's no tension in your shoulders or your back. Feel your inhale expand your torso, generating sensations throughout your skin, ribs up and down your spine. Your exhale lets you settle with the sensation of floating in your body, your stomach floating, your intestines floating, resting in the bowl of belly cradled by your pelvis, the weight of your body. Take a breath in, expanding your belly, and exhale through your skin, feeling the sensations relax through your stomach, the sides of your body, your back, through the bones in your hips and muscles, dissolve into the surfaces you're resting on, chair, couch, bed, the floor, leaving behind only a sense of space, an awareness of the volume you occupy. Imagine this volume is an electric space, a halo enclosing your body, a glowing boundary with a gold or silver cast, and maybe there are colors, faint and radiant like a rainbow, red and blue and violet. Around this is a calm darkness, a twilight punctuated by the distant glow of other people. Let yourself expand outward through the house or building, noticing the glow of other living things, plants and animals, the living earth as the structure you occupy fills the frame of your awareness, and you keep expanding to the ground around it, to the neighborhood, to the woodlands. Maybe there are lawns or streets with cars, or maybe fields with empty roads through shadows and the moisture of early morning, and get a sense of the temperature, or what it is, or what it could be, or however it comes to you, warm or dry and heavy, poised, potent in a quiet before a dawn. Inhale and exhale and grow bigger still. A lens that zooms out to take in the geography of the hillside and the next hillside and ravine or ridge, and there will be a sense of flow within the lowlands. Maybe it's a flow of water, a stream, or flow beneath the ground, or a flow of air, and life will be attracted to it. Grasses, shrubs, insects, mice, and birds, and even in a city paved and square-edged, these energies remain beneath the foundations, embedded in the rock and the lines within the earth. And beneath your sensations, beneath your ability to relax, remain tensions in your body that flow like streams of the earth that prevail in spite of how you've paved them over, weighted them down, or tried to relax or redirect them. And feel your body is like the earth, with fault lines and ley lines of energy like rivers within the ocean's moving subtle forces of nutrients and energy, and your own shifting awareness that blinks in and out, revolving inward and outward like a searchlight reflecting off the shiny things, the things that attract your attention. Let those things be undisturbed, to look beyond them to farther things and fainter things and other things you might imagine or couldn't even in the bigger places you've never been, and all their connections, direct or remote, immediate, delayed, eventual, driven by sunlight, our schedules, the seasons, changes in the earth, sky, or the stars. There are connections between things, the things in your life, and other things happening around you. Changes and consequences, movements and motivations, rhythms with reasons and others without. And sometimes are immediate. You're watchful and waiting for cues and expectant of consequence, ready to partake or respond like a duet or a square dance. You can be in step or out, waiting to step in as the cycle comes around. And there are other cycles, pushing or paused, occurring within or arcing around you. Birds who pay no attention, and traffic you pay no attention to, and the business of others you bounce off sometimes, like jostling molecules being redirected or in exchange. Think longer now, to wider and longer cycles, slower rhythms that thrum a deeper tone or beat their notes on more distant occasions. And you are always aware of these slow motion body cycles of your hour, day, week, or month, the passage of years, the ticking of the seasons, the growing old of things that change and fortify like saplings and children, and others that stand and wear and fall apart like trees and cars and shingles. And what about who you are and your sense of self? What parts of you are growing and what parts just stand? And do they bear or do they wear under your constant use and motion? Could you be more aware? Could you be more aware if you tried less to be aware of the small and fast moving things? If you were more relaxed and less vigilant in your mind and personality, could you feel other textures, hear other melodies, see other currents, and hear other voices? You have memories that you've forgotten. They're still there, and they sometimes return when you look back into your history, or invent histories that might or might not have been, or futures. What are projections but memories reassembled, so that when you think ahead, you unearth stories you wrote long ago, or someone else wrote, or you hoped you would write. You create a story for yourself, and you're always reading your lines. Is there a bigger story, and larger plot with farther reach? Do you repeat your lines incessantly, and could you stop? Would there be another story in the dead space? Other characters, softer characters, less distinct. Snippets of voices, fragments of memories, dull or pointed, fallen or cast aside, or sticking to you like beggar ticks, causing calluses or blisters, in places you can't scratch or stop, inside the garment of your personality that you can't take off, like the rhinoceros who takes off his skin to shake the sand out, which is where the wrinkles come from. There are the voices of your parents and the things they said to you, over and over, that shaped the clay that is the vessel of your personality, a vase of picked flowers that you hold. And are they wildflowers, tasseled grasses, or baby's tears? Ancient ferns, yellow chrysanthemums, or thorny roses? Sticks and briars of regrets and bitter laurel leaves, or the poisons of foxgloves, or the growings of mold and mushrooms? And there are the voices of your siblings, or your children, or your grandparents. Maybe there was an aunt or uncle, or a relative once removed whose voice rings like a grace note, a cowbell, or a triangle still echoing. That is a cycle too, just one wave of several whose other peaks you've forgotten. Or were not even here for, but cascades like Spanish moss, an old man's beard across the branches of your family tree. Do you get the whole picture, the big picture? The picture bigger than the short bits of life you remember. The details, the bass notes, the repeating chorus in the story of your life through which you raise double speed. The arpeggio notes of the chord that make up your personality. Let it all settle. Put down the searchlight, the musical instrument, close your eyes and dissolve again. Let the sound fade and the pictures go to nighttime, a moonless night of only stars. Lose the boundaries and the faces, actions and reactions, and let the memories settle back like old garments into storage. What's left is who you are, poised and ready to recommence the cycle of yourself. Keep the ears. Keep the span of distance, the memory of a fuller score, with more to the melody and counterpoint. You will remember. You will remember because you already knew. You just didn't recognize. And you will recognize more as you soften the edges of your container and let the different colors talk to each other. The grandparents to the children, the lovers to the homeless people. the animals to the earth. You're older now, feeding peanuts to squirrels and millet to the blue jays, and you're younger now, remembering what made you vibrate in a world where time was not a boundary. And you're back here now, not entirely what you were before, because you're bigger, once bigger, twice bigger, three times bigger. Take a breath. Inhale and exhale into the volume of your body and the vessel of your lungs. Collect yourself in the moment, present in this place, washed, rinsed, and sun-dried, cleared and cleaned. 3, 2, 1. Ready to open your eyes.